Welcome to Wine by the Case, where we uncork legal insights one bottle, not one case at a time. So we have a doozy today. We're going to talk about circumstances surrounding Charlie Kirk. And I feel like we don't really need to go into what's been going on because you must be
Everybody knows.
A rock.
Yes.
Typing. And that's probably
foreshadowing. Foreshadowing.
You know, if you haven't heard about what's going on, I think before we start, we definitely want to say that both of us are very much against political violence, as well as violence related to some violence of any kind, but also violence related to someone, you know, exercising their First Amendment right, speaking their views and opinions. And as attorneys, you know, that not only do we fight for First Amendment rights, but as well as we have strong opinions, especially as female attorneys, about having the ability to express our opinions openly and not be fearful of violent retaliation.
Exactly.
Good debate, but not violent retaliation.
Exactly. Healthy debate is a great thing. I mean, since the founding of this country, there's been healthy debate.
Right.
And what's happening is a lot of people are getting into somewhat of an unhealthy debate, particularly related to the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Well, particularly it's an unhealthy debate. I mean, let's call it what it was. It was an assassination. I don't think, and we disagree in this country about a lot of things, but I don't think that we disagree that he was assassinated. But today we're going to be talking about that is also been all over social feeds, is individuals who have voiced that they don't believe in political violence or violence as well, but they really, and they don't, and they feel bad for his family, but they're not mourning him. And I gotta tell you, before this happened, he was not even on my radar. So
he was definitely on mine and Jared.
Okay, he wasn't on my radar, but I can say that there's a difference between, you know, there's an entirely difference between saying or facilitating harm to another and saying that, listen, I'm sorry that happened to his family, but honestly, I could care less.
Pretty much. Right.
Or saying his own words against him
exactly.
that were his words, or saying that I don't feel sad, and or even saying I'm kind of glad it happened. Those are all different things. But what we're going to talk about today is that people have put on social media, said to other individuals, various versions of that, and they're getting fired.
Yes.
And so we've got the employment whisperer here, and I want to dive into that because I know there's been stuff on various feeds like, is there going to be lawsuits? And before Chris dives into the specifics, yes, there is going to be lawsuits about that. So, Chris, let's say, like, recently the, I believe it was a doctor at University of Miami was terminated, a neurologist, I believe, and we have been seeing that other people have been terminated, as well as there's this outcry for other teachers, this outcry for people to be terminated simply because they said, and I want to quote because we have, and I'll give you an example to kind of make it easier for you. We have more specifically, but it's been across the board.
It really has. It's gone across both spectrums because when you look at some of the statements that were made by Charlie Kirk, you have people who were offended by them.
Right.
You know, there were some statements made regarding, particularly the one I remember is because there was a recent placement administrative leave of a pilot. Of when I see a black pilot, I think, oh boy, I hope he's qualified. And so a lot of people have posted that.
Because of affirmative action. Well, you're right. So the one we rock, you know, the movie star, or is it The Rock?
It's The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Yes, daughter, Ava, who also is with WWE, they're asking for her to be terminated. And when I say her exact quote, because I think it's important,
yes.
And then we're going to let Chris dive into if they were to terminate her, do they, is there, now listen, anybody can sue anybody for anything, but is it potentially a winnable lawsuit if she was to bring it?
So, and again,
I have it on the phone.
This one's
Chris's phone, and it keeps like,
I'm not an attorney's privacy.
So here is the actual quote. if you want people to have kind words when you pass, you should say kind words when you're alive. Now, it's important to note that this was not, it didn't reference Charlie Kirk at all.
Nope.
You know, blatantly, like outline it. And I got to tell you before she dives in, I personally think this is common sense. This common sense statement, really, it's kind of words to live by. Mm-hmm. I think maybe even a preacher may have said this in a sermon at some point.
Does it sound like Mr. Rogers?
That sounds like Mr. Rogers, but I almost feel like that some preacher like said it on a Sunday. Right. By the way, you know, if you want people to say kind things about you, then act in a kind way.
Even the Ten Commandments, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I mean, that goes back to your preacher analogy.
So if they end up firing her, and I would assume there would be a lawsuit, what probability do you think she would be successful if that happened?
So what's really interesting about Ava Rain, the Rock's daughter, that's her stage name.
Yes.
But she did not specifically reference Charlie Kirk. She simply stated her opinion, and that opinion goes beyond the assassination, which again, we absolutely, that's horrible. It's horrible. But for her to say, well, some of the things he said when he was alive were unkind, would be fine to a certain extent.
But first of all, not being nice to start with.
Some of it was, but she didn't reference him at all. But keeping in mind.
But there are some people.
There are some people
that have specifically referenced it.
Or talk about that one in a minute, because there's a really good one I want to specifically reference regarding it. Pilate, where a lot of the people come to the events wearing MAGA hats and things like that. So she knew what the audience was, and she still took the risk of saying, I need to share this opinion. Now, as the employer...
The Dixie chair?
Yes. Who were immediately then cancel culture.
Yeah.
So
before cancel culture.
Yes.
Way before cancel culture.
Before the word was invented. Yeah. But this notion of thousands of people are writing to the WWE saying she should be fired. Mm-hmm. For what? I mean, that's the ultimate thing. But remember, I'm going to hazard a guess that she actually has a contract with the WWE. She's not an at-will employee. She's got a contract with them regarding how many appearances, things like that. So the majority of people are at-will employees, which means anytime, any reason, no reason at all, you can be fired. Now, again,
as long as it's not protected.
As long as it's not, you know, that you've engaged in discrimination, harassment, retaliation, or, you know, whistleblower, things like that. But here's the important thing. When we are looking at off-duty conduct, because that's really what we're looking at. If someone's posting that during work, well, you can fire them for that. They're using personal time when they're being paid to publish whatever they want. That's not how employment works. You're supposed to be working. You're supposed to be devoting your time.
Right. We're talking about off-duty conduct.
Off-duty conduct is what we're talking about. So remember, when you walk into an employer,
and this isn't being posted for
on her WWE page
of something. It's on her personal,
personal time. That's really important. Really important. So if you are engaging in that conduct off duty, has nothing with your employment, it's your personal page. The First Amendment applies. But when you walk into your employer's door, you don't necessarily have First Amendment rights because that's not the public square.
Well, I think the big question that many are asking is because that all happened in the, what we're referring to, the instance, off duty on her own equipment, on her own social media platforms, not having to do with anything the employer attached to the employer. And she does have a constitutional, although some, you know, it sounds like what's going on. Mm-hmm. Many people don't believe that. You do have a constitutional right to the First Amendment to express your opinions. Is that qualify under employment law as a protective thing?
Not,
that they cannot fire you, even at will employment, for...
They can. They absolutely can.
Okay.
And the reason being, when you are looking at off-duty conduct and you're looking at reputational damage to the employer, they can fire you for that. Here's my little caveat. If you don't have an off-duty conduct policy, then you're going to have a problem because the person is not on notice that they're supposed
not
to.
Not put you on the spot, but going way back to 1987, before that, 1981, when Reagan, the then president, there was the assassination attempt on his life.
Correct.
There is a case that went up before the Supreme Court where an individual, and this was at work, told a coworker that he, I don't remember the exact quote, but I think it was to the effect of, he's sorry that he missed some sort of variation of that. And the coworker went and reported it at that point, which I think was the correct thing and the coworker did. And they fired that employee, was it Pinkin or Parkin was the case. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, no, they did not have a right to terminate 1987, which was a much different time and Supreme Court that we have now.
Right.
They did not have a right to terminate
exactly
but that's them even, because it was First Amendment.
Right, but that's before they put off duty conduct policies in the handbook.
Okay. So you're saying if the handbook does not have off-duty policies,
off-duty conduct,
conduct policies, then
it's going to be harder.
It would be much harder for them. But then we have this current Supreme Court, so who the heck really knows?
Right,
but they could totally overturn that case.
Right, and they could, but what is happening, particularly school board, EMTs, police, anybody, teachers, you know, all that sort of thing, is they're looking at it because they actually have in their statute that teachers are supposed to be of good moral character, and they use that to get rid of people for doing stupid things.
But really, is it stupid? Because to say, depending on what they say, but to say, let's say, for instance, I'm not mourning him. And by the way, that could be simply like in my case, he wasn't on my radar initially, right? So, okay, I'm not really sad about this. I don't even know who the heck he was.
Right.
Now, I got to tell you, and I will put on the record, once I heard the things that he said, I don't align with many of his statements, if not all of them, or his beliefs. And I do lean towards that. I do believe that they were misogynistic, racist, and sexist comments. And I will put on the record, just like Pink, I didn't mourn for him. I do not wish him harm.
Right.
I do feel empathy, even though apparently from his statements he didn't believe in that, for his family, for those young children. But I am not personally mourning him. I am not sad, and it's not because I wish harm. I just am not sad. Just like, you know, my neighbor that I don't know down the road, who I don't feel that emotional connection. And so there are people that have just simply said that.
Right.
So I would think the employer would have a hard time saying that statement, opposed to the one that I'm talking about from 87, where he said, sorry, they missed.
Right.
Which is much.
Again, that's actually approving of violence and things like that. Okay. So when you're an employer, that's reputational damage to you. But I'm going to ask you this question.
But not mourning? How are they going to say that's reputational damage?
I agree. So if somebody were to post on their social media today,
during
work hours even, unless you can go there, the only good Nazi is a dead Nazi.
Right.
What do you think of that statement?
Well, I mean, here's the bottom line. It is violence. But do I think that everybody would be
agree
up
with that statement?
Would anybody be? And that is a valid point, because there are people that believe that he was the same theories, philosophy, statements that were consistent with that.
I think you'd have a hard time finding most people who would agree that.
Finding any employer that would win a suit about that.
Yeah. Or would go, but no, there are good Nazis.
But I think there are, unfortunately, in this day and age, people that none of us sitting here today know, thankfully, because I wouldn't want those people in my circle. But I do believe, because we've seen the hate. I mean, the shooter for the recent school shooting on the gun had language similar to that. So there are people that agree with that.
I know we both wish that same level of mourning for the school children was happening as well.
Yes.
They were totally innocent.
Yes.
They just went to school, for God's sake. But I brought up the only good Nazi is a dead Nazi, because there's a pilot who is now administratively suspended, because of course pilots unionize, pilots have contracts, pilots have collective bargaining agreements, because he said, as we used to say a long time ago, the only good Nazi is a dead Nazi. And this Charlie Kirk espoused, in his opinion, Nazi viewpoints, and he said, I'm a proud Jew.
Right.
I also believe that Everyone deserves dignity and respect. I'm not racist, and I am an ally to the LGBTQ. Mm-hmm. All on posts, by the way, all on posts. The Twitterverse.
At work?
No, during personal time.
Okay.
But the Twitterverse went nuts and said, this guy needs to be fired. He can't fly my planes.
Because he supports LGBT.
And because he, just based on his own words, was implying that Charlie Kirk's views were similar to the Nazis in his viewpoint, and that he didn't align with him because, as a Jew, he felt that he was being treated unfairly by Charlie Kirk in his views.
And that, you know what, and that's a personal opinion as to how you internalize, interpret, and apply somebody's position.
Administrative lead. Because, again, collective bargaining agreement.
I gotta tell you, I hope he wins that, because that, to me, is
Well, it's the Andy Warhol 50 Minutes of Fame, too. But in looking at, I mean, we've got 11 plus million views on one of our representatives, Randy Fine, saying he is creating a database along with the Laura Loomer and a few other people to out anybody who is being, in his words, appropriate, inappropriate, offensive, or not being acceptable in whose view.
And he's the offensive police. That in itself, to me, is offensive.
Well, but the fact that they are creating this database of tens of thousands of people that now you can look at and go, well, let's see where they live. Let's attack them. I mean, the Walmart employee, I don't know if you heard about that one. Wrong person. Completely wrong person. People are sending him death threats. They're petitioning ICE to send his family back home, even though he was born in the United States. It has nothing to do with him. He said that he's had to hire private security.
Yeah.
And he did nothing. But his name was listed on a database, so therefore people went after him.
Right.
So we've got all this mob sort of mentality going on, and we also have
employers. And by the way, there are, the First Amendment does not protect inciting riots.
Well, and also it doesn't protect slander.
Right.
So we've got our wine of the day is slander. So it is a California Pinot Noir. This one's a little on the pricier side, but how could we not do slander? Because one of the things that people are saying is that they plan on suing their employer for slandering them by saying that they were being inappropriate and that they have said something false when all they've done is quote Charlie Kirk.
Or state their opinion.
Right.
And by the way, once again, opinions, if it is very clear, it is an opinion as to a statement of fact.
The things were said.
Yeah. So it has, if you say it is my opinion that whatever, that I believe that his statements and my opinion lean towards being racist, that is not something that's actionable because you're under the First Amendment allowed to express it. Now, if somebody was to say it was a fact that it was, then that's a different thing. So it really, once again, is how but I think the difference that what you're saying is if they go around and let's say they turn around and do a reference and say to a third party, yeah, we fired him because he said that, you know, Charlie Kirk was a racist, for instance, then that would be grounds for the employee to bring 100% for that because he was a fact. Now, if he said that they said we fired him because he was expressing his opinion about, then that necessarily isn't. However, we've got other employment laws that would come into play about giving a reference and giving up that
especially
information.
That's in the state of fact. Where again, the notion of if you state a fact, you're protected. If you state an opinion, you're not.
Well, and also for defamation, because I know both of us get calls about this a lot of times, especially when somebody files a lawsuit and I'll get a call. Well, not only do I want to fight the lawsuit that I've been sued for, but I want you to file a counterclaim for defamation for the allegations contained in that document. And you can't do that because there's immunity for things that that's in the pleading. So you can't do that. Now, let's say they went and publicized that on the internet, not the pleading, but other statements, then there's potentially a claim for defamation. But what you have to tell the people is, what is the number one defense to defamation.
Truth
is that it's a truth and it's a defense. That's why I really wanted, when I think Trump was, there was some talk that he was going to file a suit against South Park.
Yes.
About him, them talking about his, you know what size, and his junk size.
Repeatedly showing it, yeah.
And I was like, oh, please. How are you going to prove as a defense that it's false, that your weakling is not that small? Is he going to drop trout in the middle in front of a jury?
Especially with Stormy Daniels making comments. So South Park recently did, I'm a fan, a whole episode on Charlie Kirk. Now, you knew that.
Right.
The master debater.
They did pull it.
No.
I thought they said they were pulling it.
Well, they pulled it, but you can still get it.
Right, but they did pull it out of respect to the family, not backing down, because apparently, from what I heard, Charlie Kirk did.
He thought it was
funny when it came out.
He even took the picture of Cartman wearing his haircut and put it on his website.
Yeah, I think he thought it was funny. But out of respect,
he's a public figure.
The family, and I think that's clear. There's got to be a division. The children and a spouse are.
I mean, for God's sake, it's on social media. His assassination, the actual act is on
social
media.
But what I'm saying is,
terrible.
The children did not make those comments. So there is a difference. And even his wife didn't, until she makes the comments, she didn't make those exact comments. So I think that out of respect for the family, they did take it off of, what is it, stream, whatever
it's
streaming on.
It's off of one, but it's on Apple still, and it's on Paramount Plus.
And also, more people have the stuff stays on the internet.
Yeah, so. It's posted forever. Yeah.
Let's try this.
I just did. It's delicious. I'm a Willamette Valley, Oregon peanut butter girl. This is a California. And it is got some nice, some earthiness to it.
I would think it's a steak, though. It's not a summer.
It's a fall.
It's a fall. So, Flander, this is an interesting topic. I am sure our comments are going to blow up once again.
Off-duty conduct. Take a look in your handbook. See if you've got an off-duty conduct, because if they don't like it, if they just don't like it, and the off-duty conduct says that they deem in their sole discretion that your conduct has damaged your reputation, that's going to be a hard lawsuit to win, because you signed the handbook.
Or if you have a business that doesn't have that, you can always call Chris.
You call this man because of the charming thing. But again, when we look at the fact that we've got databases going out there, people look at this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting close to Halloween, the whole notion of witch hunts. People are using all sorts of words, but to have people deliberately searching for you on
the internet, it's scary. So here, I'm going to give this a 9.
I definitely give it a solid 8.5. Okay. 9.9 to use reserve for Willamette Valley. But this one, again, it's got a nice sort of, it's definitely got not smoke, but something, maybe tobacco?
I don't know. It definitely would be good with a filet mignon.
I mean, and again, it's got just the right amount of viscosity. This is a winner.
So before we say cheers, I do want to do a disclaimer. Once again, although we were talking about this and we were expressing our opinions, once again, we do feel horrible for the family and the suffering that they're going through, as well as we do not support, condone any violence, but
any
we're talking about political violence, political violence whatsoever.
No. Regardless whether you agree with them or not.
He has a right to express himself in one.
Until the day I die, your right to say it.
Yes.
Go back to the founding fathers. So cheers to that.
Women who have very little filter ourselves. So we do respect wholeheartedly on what we would call, if it was us, our lack of filter. So we do 100% support that. And the First Amendment and the Constitution.
Absolutely.
So, cheers.
Cheers.